You're on Lamed Gimel Manalf. Misachtos Brachos on Gimel Manalf. Let's start from the bottom over here. Short amount of time that we have today. Let's seven lines from the bottom.
Seven lines.
So we're discussing the requirement of making Havdalah, as well as not just the Havdalah al Hakos, which the question is the whole custom of making Havdalah in a cup of wine, how did it originate? Eventually, because they didn't have money, we instituted this part of the Shemoneh Esrei, and then now afterwards we put it back. So we do it both times.
So the question is, do you have to use wine or not? You say, I thought kind of tutter, but you said, unless you use wine, you're not really Yotze. Is that correct?
You are, according to most Shitas, you are Yotze. You've definitely been Mekayim. Yeah, you're definitely Mekayim the Mitzvah of Havdalah, but the institution of Havdalah Kos you have not fulfilled. Of course, there's other inyanim as well as like on the Besamim and things like that, which is a separate thing that we still make. But Me'ikra Din, you've fulfilled your Mitzvah of Havdalah by saying it in the Shemoneh Esrei. So, this is a question that the Gemara asks about seven lines or so from the bottom. Toward the end of the line, it says, Tani Rav Acha, Aricha Kamei Rav Chinna. He says the following. Hamavda B'tfila, a person who, this is a statement, and it's a little bit cryptic. We concluded with this thought last week. Hamavda B'tfila, a person who did make Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei, Meshubach Yois Mishi Yavdil al Kos. It's better than the person who makes Havdalah on a cup of wine. Okay? That's his first statement. And then, seemingly a contradiction, he says, V'im hivdil b'zu b'zu, if you make Havdalah on both of these times, yenuchel lo brachos al rosh, then brachos should be placed upon your head. So it's a very nice thing to be able to say it, not just in the Shemoneh Esrei, but also in the Havdalah al Hakos thereafter.
It's not contradictory.
We're going to see why the Gemara thinks it is, but why do you think it's not?
Because it says, first it says, Amatha the Pilich Shuk Yosef. One of the says, Atachan Antano is saying, it's more important than saying Havdalah afterwards. It says, but if you could do both, Harei Zem Meshubach. That's all, so why is it contradictory?
Let's see. I hear what you're saying. Let's see what the Gemara is saying, and then we'll see if it's the same. Hagufa Kasha. And this in itself is an apparent contradiction. Amrit. Initially, you said Hamavdil b'tefila m'shivach yois mishi avdil akos. Person makes Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei. It's better than making Havdalah in a cup. Alma. So what do we see from here? Tefila chuda sagi. That just making the Havdalah in one place is enough. Or more specifically, it's sufficient to just make the to say atzachon antanu in the tefila, and then you fulfilled your obligation. Right? That's what it says. Bahadur Tani, and then it says that im hivdil b'zu b'zu, that if you make Havdalah in both places, yinuchel brachos al roisha, and your brachos are placed upon your head. The question is, what do you mean? Why would you get a bracha? V'kivan d'nafik le'bechada. Since, in fact, you've already fulfilled your obligation by saying it in the Havdalah says in the Shemoneh Esrei, so now you're potter. V'yahavi bracha she'en usricha. And this is a question in general. How can you make Havdalah Lakos? Isn't it a bracha shein usricha? V'yomarav v'item reish lakish v'yomri la Rabbi Yochanan reish lakish emet v'ayos. So they both say it. The kol mavarch bracha shein usricha every mishlo osis. Person who says a bracha which is not necessary. The question is if this is actually deraisa or this is a smachta. Regardless, it says that you violated the pasuk osisa. Osisa Hashem Hashem kachal shah. Can't say Hashem's name for no reason. So the question is, how could it be, on one hand, you can fulfill your obligation, that's what it sounds like your Yotze, done, everything's good, just by the Shemoneh Esrei. Yet, we see that he also says it's good to do both. How is it good to do both? If you already just did one, your Yotze,
well,
then why do you have to do the other?
The whole purpose is to make Havdalah Ben Shabbos to the week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you've done that is the purpose.
Right.
Really, it's
you've accomplished it.
Because they're dealing with the Havdalah, maybe come to your house with your wife and your family.
Okay.
So what? If your wife won it, then that's not all together. But your wife says her mother because of child. She says the one person.
She knows, but she doesn't say that.
She doesn't have a deal. This is us man drama, no?
Well, not exactly. Not when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos, women have the same halachos as men, but.
But so she says, "I'm not the pastor."
It would be this similar to us saying the Shemoneh Esrei, apparently.
And in fact, listen, you don't have to make a dollar. You can make a dollar till Tuesday. You don't have an obligation. Yeah, I had a Shabbos. We don't make a Saturday.
Yeah, but
you
can't work.
Oh no, who said?
You can say "I'm out the
dollar." You can say "half dollar." You can't work.
Okay, so you don't eat for 3 days. Nishkaferlo, you know? That's a way to diet. That's right. So, but the point is, forgetting about the fact that one may at home have someone else to say it for, but the fact is, he's not referring to you saying it on behalf of someone else. This Gemara is talking about you saying it even for yourself. He doesn't distinguish. So therefore, it must be even by yourself, there's an inyan to make Havdalah Kos, even though you already said Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei. The question is, isn't that considered like a Bracha Shena Sericha? Doesn't make any sense. Unless you want to tell me that what you say in the Shemoneh Esrei doesn't accomplish what you need to accomplish, whatever you need. So the question is, what exactly is going on? And that's how he frames it as a contradiction. Does it accomplish anything? If it does, then how could you say it a second time? Right? That's the point.
If it doesn't, then what do you need it for?
Correct. That's right. So what exactly is the purpose of it? Exactly. So the Gemara is going to hopefully give us a little bit of insight now. Ella, the second half from the bottom. Ema hachi. Say it this way. Im hivdil bazu, below hivdil bazu, yanuchel brachos al roishoy. In fact, you're right. There, we have to change the language over here a little bit and say that if you made Havdalah in this one and not this way, then Yenuchel Brachos El Rosho. And Brachos should be placed upon your head, which means that what he's actually saying is that it's true that you should only make the Havdalah service in one place or the other. Right? That's what he's saying. And that's therefore, it's like as a continuation. That it's better that you should make Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei than Alakos. It says, Vim Hivdil Bazu. If you made Havdalah there, not the second time, then you get a bracha. So, and therefore we're saying, apparently, unlike ourselves, according to this opinion, you're not supposed to. Bracha Shein Esricha. Okay. Again, whether that Bracha Shein Esricha is really referring to like an issa d'oraisa, a person's violated osisa, that all the mafarshim deal with these questions, and they get into all these other questions of there's a concept of hear her kadibra da.
No, there's not.
What?
It's
a machlokas. Zohar Shem Shabbos is also to separate the Shabbos, to acknowledge when it is and when it's not. The Rambam passes that's derisive, but not everyone holds like that. Not everyone holds like that. But regardless, that is actually an opinion. Of course, we don't pass Gemara. But now we're going to continue with the Gemara and hopefully get to what we do and understand why it's acceptable. But before we do that, the Gemara asks another question. B'mini Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes. So Rav Chisda asks a question. He's asked the following. Tobzu uvzu. Let's say a person makes a mistake in this and in this. Mahu, what's the din? So what are the two mistakes? The first mistake is that you, in the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't say Atachar Antalu. That's mistake number one. And the second mistake is you didn't say Havdalah. So we'll say Havdalah. So some explain it means that you ate before you made and you did not make Havdalah. You're not supposed to eat until after Havdalah, especially if you didn't say it in the Shemoneh Esrei. So, what's the din of Tavazu Bazu? So Amar Leih says, Tavazu Bazu Chozel Rosh. It says, interestingly enough, and that's what Rashi says, the last Rashi, Chozel Rosh with Fila Ulakois. He says that you would actually have to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei in that instance because you ended up not making
why, yeah, why can't you just say Baruch Hamad the Magadish Kol, right?
If there's
Kol, that's right. Apparently, and since it's Marav, it's Rosh Hashanah, so why you, you know, it's a whole,
why is he eating such a, thing? Let's say I washed it with a piece of bread.
Right.
I'll go a step further. Well, why is it such a, Aver or Easter when he didn't say Atah Hanatana? I'm not even like doing the thing that's Hallel Shabbos.
Right.
So I didn't have my
room.
Right. Exactly. And I went and I ate.
Right.
What is so wrong with it that you can eat more? I can understand maybe falafel. Where you may have somebody may think it's a Shabbos fight. But
right.
Why is eating such a,
it's a good question.
Maybe it's because there's such an Indian of Tosfos Shabbos, which you don't have by other mitzvahs. So you have an Indian of Tosfos Shabbos, so if you haven't consciously ended Shabbos, you're still in a state of Shabbos.
Good, so let's have him in a state of Shabbos.
What am I doing wrong? Well, by eating
he's saying eat. I can understand the law.
Yeah, you can.
I don't want a person to think I'm doing the law on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I can understand, so I have to. I'm taking a crazy example. A guy will go and make it. For some reason, he didn't dive mired, and he didn't say, and he didn't make Abdullah. And he goes and sits down, and he, well, and he makes a lava molecule.
Right.
I don't understand the logic. I like to understand
there's
the logic.
This, clearly, the concept of making Abdullah is there has some type of Indian of a hefsik. That when, right after Shabbos, the first thing you have to do is make a Abdullah. The fact that you do something of significance in between, that disturbs that proper time that it should be done. So the Havdalah has to be done right next to the ending of Shabbos. By having a meal or something else that breaks that thought.
Yeah. Shabbos to Yantar. You say, we put out in the Kiddush.
Right.
We put Havdalah, right?
Yeah,
we don't say in the davening.
That's the next Gemara.
Say Vachonatano in the davening.
Yeah. If you look toward the very on now in Lama Gimel and Mabeis, right before the Mishnah, you'll see that that's the Gemara we're going to talk about. Not today, but yeah. Right before the Mishnah.
Yeah.
That's the Malkum from this. Back, that's what we'll see. That source, the reason for it shortly. Okay, so let's continue over here so we can understand the halacha maisa. So Armali Ravin Lula Rava Hilchos Amai. What is the halacha? What's the question? Hilchos Amai. What's the halacha? So with Rashi, there's no Tosfos on this Almud. So Rashi is on both sides. So we look on the top right. Rashi says, "Hamavdil b'tfila asar she'avdal l'kos alo." That's the question. A person made havdalah nishmon esrei. Do you still need to make havdalah l'kos, or you don't? Right? Apparently, maybe you shouldn't. So the Gemara says like this, and we know the answer is you do. The question is, why do we do it? Is it a bracha shen sricha? So omrelei, the answer is ki kiddush, because it's just like kiddush. What's that? Ma kiddush. Even though when it comes to the Kiddush, for whatever reason, what do we say? We say in the Shemoneh Esrei, we have a, right? We say, and we end up, Mikadosh HaShabbos, right? The Shemoneh Esrei acknowledges and sanctifies that it's Shabbos. Nonetheless, there's still an Indian to make Kiddush HaKasa on a coast. So if you're going to ask any questions, it's the same question about Kiddush. But the reality is that when it comes to Kiddush, we say that you make Kiddush in the davening, and nonetheless, you can make Kiddush again in at home. And therefore, some people derive, again, the whole question of derais de rabbanon, some people, we know that there's an Indian zachar shem Shabbos when it comes to Kiddush, right? So there's a chiyuv derais on Friday night to make Kiddush. The Shaila is, generally we say there's a distinction between the Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos day. Shabbos day for sure it's the Rabbanon, not Kiddush. Friday night we say it's the Raisa, but the truth is, the question is, have you been Mekayim that mitzvah when you daven the Shemona Esrei? And therefore it's possible that the Kiddush that we say at home is not no longer on the chi of Dioraisa, because we've already been Mekadosh Shabbos in the Shemona Esrei, and therefore that's something which is questionable. It's the Chachamim Masakin and Al HaKos. They want it to be connected to a Suda. They want you to be able to make Kiddush Makom Suda.
Right.
So there's the Inyan of having the Suda Shabbos connected to the Kiddush.
Right.
So therefore, it's not just to make Kiddush in the Shul, but also to connect. The Suda is derived from Sukkim to have to eat. But whatever. Yeah. But anyway, so that when it comes to Kiddush, that's the obligation. You have to still make Kiddush, even though you said in the Shemona Esrei. And so too, when it comes to Abdallah, it's the same thing. Now, not to get too deeply into this, but the Shaila is, as I said, in the event that a person made Kiddush, said the Shemona Esrei, right, and they go home. Now, men and women have the same chiyuv, right? And let's say you made kiddush, you daven the Shemona Esrei, and you were mekayim some level the mitzvah of kiddush. So when you make the kiddush at home, al hakos, your obligation is not as great, possibly. And let's say one spouse who didn't daven, so the question is their chiyuv more than yours, right? That's a shaila. Unless people's taina that, like when they, for example, when they light Shabbos candles, so there's also an inyan of being Mekadosh Shabbos in that realm as well. And therefore, even though it's not necessarily in the Shemona Esrei, so therefore the chiyuv, the levels are still the same. These are questions that people ask. Okay. Let's just learn for like 5 more minutes to see a couple more lines and we'll stop. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Bahoda. So what is this referring to? So going back on our Mishnah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, we had a machlokas. Of course, we know the answer to this question as well, where Havdalah should be inserted in the Shemona Esrei on Saturday night. So we know, of course, it's in Chayin HaDoas. Rabbi Akiva says it should be a fourth bracha unto itself, a completely new separate bracha. And Rabbi Eliezer says Bahudah in the paragraph of Modin. So let's just see a few lines. Rav Zera Habi Rochim Chamra Habi Kosh Shokiv Ozo Rav Chiyiv Or Avin Basre. So Rav Zera, who was riding his little donkey and his animal, and Rav Chiyiv Or Avin was by him. So Omrle, he said, Vada, is it for sure, Damris Mishmed Rav Yochanan, that which was said in the name of Rav Yochanan, the halacha of Rav Eliezer, that the halacha is like Rav Eliezer, B'yontav Shechol Yos Achar Shabbos, this is what you were talking about, when Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, which means on Sunday, so it's Shabbos, and then the next day is Yom Tov, is that true that we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's necessary to put this into Hodah, into Modim, that's where you would insert the Todienu, as we're familiar with, or Atachan Antanu, which of course we know we don't. So Ramalei, he said, in, yes, that's truth. Halacha. That's what the halacha is. So the fact is that since he said yes, this is what the halacha is, b'chlad the plegi. It must be that not everyone agrees to this. Some people are of the opinion that you would not put this paragraph in Modin. So where says b'chlad the plegi? Well, plegi rabbanon. The rabbanon, in fact, argue about this. Just no. Amar de plegi rabbanon. When does the rabbanon disagree? B'shari mos hashana. Maybe the only time the Rabbanon say that it should be put in another place, like Atachlein in Adam Das, is only all the other days of the year. Now there's like a regular Shabbos, a regular Saturday night. Yom Tov Shkolios Achar Shabbos Mipligi. However, in this case, perhaps the Rabbanon agree to Rabbi Eliezer, which we know they don't. I Vahaplig Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. So Atu what? Kol Hashana Kula Mi Avdin and Rabbi Kiva. We never hold like Rabbi Akiva in this context. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah said that when it came to the Shemona Esrei on Saturday night, the Havdalah service should be a bracha or a vias b'fniyatzma, separate bracha. So that doesn't make sense. We don't paskin like that. Why don't we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? And this is the reason why we don't hold like him. Kol shana kulam, my time will have dinah and Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we hold like him? The Tamid Tzara Tikkun, Tishdrilu Tikkun. When it comes to the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, there were Masakin 18 brachos. Tishdrilu Tikkun, 19 they were not Masakin. So just to add an extra bracha, we don't do. So therefore, Hachinami, Shav Tikkun, Tamdilu Tikkun. So too, when it comes to the Shabbos, or in this case, the Yom Tov Davening on Saturday night, we would not institute a separate bracha to separate Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? So we definitely are not going to hold like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, maybe Rabbi Elezer and the Rabbanon agree when it comes to Shabbos and then Yom Tov, that it's not an issue. That everyone holds that it's said or it's said. Or Malay, they said, Lav halacha itmar, el matin itmar. I don't want to say that the halacha is like this, but rather matin itmar. Rather the language is matin. The sensitivity of our Chazal, of how they use every word. Halacha is a much more strong language. That basically means you can go and tell everyone that this is the law. Matin means we lean toward it, which means that really not necessarily something in which we're so familiar, we're not positive this is the law, but it seems that this is correct. Dimar Rabbi Yitzchak Baravdini Omer Mishum Ravinu. He said, Rabbeinu, halacha, he said that, in fact, that's the halacha, that this is where we should insert it on this Saturday night, which is Yom Tov. Yermelo matin, some say, lean toward it. Maybe, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, moidim, Rabbi Yochanan used the language of admit. Rabbi Chia, Barabo, Omer, nirin, it appears, perhaps this is how it should be. So, Omer, Rav Zera, Nakud, Rabbi Chia, Barabo, biyada. If you want to find who is the one that the more exact language, Jachia Barabba, the Daif and Gamer Shmaisim and Puma Demara Shapir Karaf of the Puma Disa. He was a person that every single word that came out of his Rebbe's mouth, he would repeat it verbatim, just like a tape recorder. Just like Rachba in Puma Disa, whenever he heard something from his Rebbe, you knew whatever he said was exactly the way that his Rebbe said it. The Yom Rachba in Rebbe Huda, Harabaya Stib Kapul Hoya Bahoya Stib Lifnim Stib discusses exactly how the Harabayas was situated, a row with another row, a row Lifnim Stib, and uses this unusual language because that's the language that his Rebbe used. Anyway, the point is that when it was said who the halacha is, probably the language of Rechiv Rabba that Niran, it maybe it seems like we should hold like Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rav Yosef, Hayadana, I don't know any of these opinions. Witness, I don't paskin like them. Elam with Rabbi Shmuel Yadana. I know the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, and this is also the opinion that we know. The Tiknu on Marganis of Bavel, that they instituted the following tefillah, which we're familiar with, and this is, in fact, what we do. We do not hold like Rabbi Akiva, of course, we don't add extra bracha. We don't even hold like Rabbi Elazar, that's put in modim. But rather, we say, V'toydienu Hashem Elkeinu, Es Mishpat Yisikecha, V'sam Deinu Lassus, V'otzonecha, V'chinu Zimani Sosim, Chagin Adava, Tarishinu Kedusha Shabbos, K'yobin Moeg, V'chaginus Haregel, Ben Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Shemta, V'hivdalta, V'shiyom HaShvi, V'shish Yemei Masa, V'kidashta, V'hivdalta, V'kidashta, V'samcha Yisrov, V'kidusha Secha. And then we continue with the next paragraph, v'titen lanu. So therefore, we don't actually say a separate bracha, and it's also not said within the paragraph of modim, but rather it's instituted similar to on a Saturday night, that it's in toward the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, comparable to atah chanan tanu. Stop here.